Over the last 5 years, a lot of thought within SETI has been put into the concept of technosignatures and widening the search for them beyond radio and laser. This is the idea of seeing some sign, not just of alien life itself, but actually detecting the signatures of alien technological civilizations. This can range from unnatural signatures of waste heat emitted by alien megastructures to energy bursts emitted by aliens firing up their Alcubierre warp drives. There are undoubtedly many more alien technosignatures no one has yet thought to look for. What does the waste material from an alien asteroid mining operation look like in a light curve? Could you detect a massive alien star lifting operation? These are open questions, but assuming exocivilizations think about the same things we do, such as our idea of terraforming Mars someday, and actually go and do that, could we detect it? The answer is yes, and it might be among the easier to detect technosignatures because terraforming may be among the most visible things an alien civilization might do. There are a number of possible ways to detect this. One would be unnatural-looking planets. To explore this, let's look at terraforming Mars from an alien perspective. Say someone is watching this star system and they see Earth. Earth, of course, will look a bit odd because of its oxygen and methane levels, which are largely products of the biosphere. But it's not a dead ringer for a biosphere from an alien perspective. There are other ways they could investigate, but they might not notice our technosignatures, such as radio waves, because they might be too weak for them to pick up. But what if they saw Mars changing? If over the centuries they noticed a planet that really should be a dead world, like Mars is right now, changing, it should be unable to hold on to liquid water, but it's orbiting an ancient sun with another world that could be inhabited. They would see Mars terraforming as a rapidly changing atmosphere in terms of centuries, and there may not be many other explanations than terraforming for it. So naturally, they might also look for obvious greenhouse gases. One of the most potent of these would be CFCs, which are also dead ringers for an industrial civilization. Nature doesn't produce these, so if they were seen within the atmosphere of a world, then you'd at least reasonably be able to suspect that the planet in question is being terraformed. But even more subtle things like seemingly optimal rises in carbon dioxide and oxygen might also look strange enough to put terraforming on the table. In essence, watching planets become clement in an unusual way could indicate terraformers. But there's another way to see the effects of terraforming, at least the long-term effects. If you looked at an area of space and saw an abnormally high amount of worlds with very specific, you might say optimal, uniform levels of atmospheric gases for life, might that look a bit strange? If aliens were looking at a future solar system, they might see two planets, Earth and Mars, with nearly identical atmospheric ratios of oxygen, carbon dioxide, and so on, as though one of the atmospheres was intended to be a clone of sorts of the original planet to support transplanted life. You might also see such planets in nearby star systems with the same general atmospheric makeup, as though the terraformers were branching out from their home system. In the far future, aliens looking at us might see an unnatural grouping of habitable worlds, not only in our solar system, but perhaps further out at Proxima B, Barnard Star, and TRAPPIST-1. Once they knew to observe, they might watch as we spread further out at sublight speeds, colonizing and terraforming over the centuries. Likewise, as we dig in and study exoplanet atmospheres in the coming decades, we may well spot someone else colonizing other worlds. But there's also another possibility. What happens if we see terraformed worlds blinking out of habitability? Thanks for listening. I am science fiction author and futurist John Michael Godier, currently finishing my own terraforming project of sorts. It's vegetable garden planting time, which it will then promptly convert itself into a wheat garden, and then I'll convert the whole thing into a fire garden at the end of the season and start the whole process over. The cycle of life. And be sure to check out my books at your favorite online book retailer and subscribe to my channels for regular in-depth explorations into the interesting, weird, and unknown aspects of this amazing universe in which we live.